From Washington, this is VOA News. Search teams locate wreckage of an Egyptair jet that crashed into the Mediterranean with 66 people on board as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Egyptair said the wreckage was found near the Greek island of Karpathos on Thursday. The Airbus plane had disappeared from radar hours earlier. The Egyptian government said terrorism is the most likely cause of the crash. Journalist Edward Uranian in Cairo gave this update on how relatives of the passengers were receiving the news.
Some of them were interviewed by Egyptian journalists on their way to the terminal building where Egyptair and hospital officials were due to meet them. Several of the older women were crying, and one of the men was very angry and snapped at the journalists. Clearly, those are only the Egyptian passengers, so I can't tell you what's been going on in France on the French side. But general consternation, fairly somber mood in Egypt in general over the crash.
French President François Hollande said his government was working with Egyptian authorities on the investigation into the incident. China is demanding that the United States immediately stop surveillance flights close to the Chinese coast. The Chinese government made the demand Thursday after the Pentagon said one of its military planes had an unsafe encounter with two Chinese fighter jets. U.S. officials said the incident happened on Tuesday as the U.S. plane was on a routine patrol in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said the two Chinese fighters tracked the U.S. plane and kept a safe distance without taking any dangerous actions. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. You're listening to VOA News.